Zoe's letter, March 12th. Hey, Zoe. Usually I do these in order, but I'm not prepared for the first part. I have no idea what to say about any of that, so I'm going to leave it to last and hope to God that by then I'll have figured out something to say. I started early because I know you need the response as soon as possible, but I just have nothing to say. Yet. Zoe, your description of how friendships work is beautiful. I didn't get it at first, but can I use this? The imagery would make beautiful poetry, and of course you matter, Zoe. I wouldn't still be writing to you if you didn't. When we started this, you asked about my best friend in 10 words. I think I'd have a different answer now. That's how much you matter. Zoe, has anybody told you it's okay to not be okay? Because it is. You're going through a lot right now. You're allowed to be sad. The thing that worries me is that you're not admitting it, not even to yourself. Maybe, do you remember that first time you had a bad day after we started writing to each other? And you said part of what made it such a bad day was that nobody would just let you have a bad day. The thing is, that's what you're doing right now. Yes, you're doing it to yourself, and maybe you can't see it, but by not admitting you're allowed to be upset, you're just making the bad day worse. Hey now, I'm the one who can build a working commune from one backpack worth of stuff. And I was assuming a school-sized backpack for that. If you're intending to bring a real backpacking pack, then there would be plenty of room for me and the supplies to build my commune. It's not that I don't want to tell you what I want. Whatever. You say you'll never be mad, so you can get me whatever you want for my birthday, Zoe. I'd like to know if you'd deliver it in person. I know we said we wouldn't meet yet, but way back at the beginning, I said that I wanted it to be on my terms. I was paranoid, and I wanted to feel comfortable if we ever did meet, so I said it had to be my suggestion, so I'm putting it out there. You don't have to if you're not ready. I'm ready when you are.
What are you doing?
Emma! Sorry, Zoe was having a bad day, so I wanted to get her a reply as fast as I could.
Oh, but I thought you said you were doing them at night. That way we could spend time together before dinner.
I know, I'm sorry. Usually I wait to do them, but I thought maybe if I got it done, we could go by before you left and drop it off for her. Just, you know, maybe cheer her up a little.
Oh.
Maybe, since I'll have it done, you can stay for dinner and we can hang out afterwards.
Okay.
Emma. Apparently, I can't do anything right lately. I'm so tired of being helpless. I mean, I can't help you, I can't even think of the right thing to say, and I've gone through the rest of your letter, and I'm still just as stuck. Never mind the fact that I have to have a babysitter day in, day out. I can't drive, I can't eat anything that requires two hands or cutting, and I can barely eat anything else because I'm just so clumsy with my stupid right hand, and I can't stand it anymore, and now Emma's mad at me, and I still can't help you, and I just... Ah! Yeah, I'm fine. I just did something stupid. Turned it off.
What?
Turn the damn recorder off!